You're listening to Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson.
Today we're going to be talking about William Shakespeare.
Oh, God.
I know. A lot of you look forward to this about as much as you look forward to root canal work.
When I was assigned to read Shakespeare as a high school student, it didn't make much sense to me either. Maybe that's because nobody in Omaha spoke in iambic pentameter, or maybe it's because I didn't have a teacher quite as charismatic as Robin Williams in Dead Poets Society.
Now, many of you have seen Shakespeare done very much like this. O Titus, bring your friend hither.
But if any of you have seen Mr. Marlon Brando...
No, but Shakespeare can be different. France, Romans, countrymen. Let me read.
And that's right. It wasn't until I left home and saw Shakespeare performed that I finally really got it.
Is this a dagger which I see before me? The handle toward my hand?
That is the wonderful Ian McKellen as Macbeth.
Come, let me clutch thee. Have they not? I need to see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling as to sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind?
Performances like McKellen's give breath and blood and sweat to Shakespeare. Great actors performing are Shakespeare's characters incarnate, alive. So that after that first 5 or 10 minutes of linguistic confusion, you slip into the world and understand. But there's more than one way to clutch a dagger.
Oh, is this a dagger which I see before me? Or a pizza? Pizza.
That is an actor named Rick Miller. For more than 15 years, he performed a one-man show called McHomer. And it's a pretty faithful version of Macbeth.
Hark, who lies in the second chamber?
Malcolm!
Go!
This week is the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. So we're devoting this whole hour to what we make of Shakespeare today and what Shakespeare might make of us. It's not just on stage where swords are drawn and poison prepared. Some of the biggest drama these days is offstage. Last year, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival announced it was commissioning what it called modern English translations of Shakespeare's plays. And I gotta say, when I read that, I was kind of appalled. You know, dumbing down Shakespeare.
We often don't realize how much we miss because it's not as if he's using words from Polish.
Right.
They're the words that we know, but so often we don't know what he meant.
That's John McWhorter, the Columbia University linguistics professor. He actually convinced me that some updating of the plays is a good thing.
In King Lear, Edmund at one point describes himself as generous. And you think, okay, he's talking about giving away things readily, which doesn't make sense given what he's talking about at that point. Generous meant noble then. Now, that's not a matter of poetry. It's utterly opaque. We can't know. That needs to be changed to noble.
You say that Shakespeare was an entertainer, loved crowds and people of all classes and education to enjoy his plays. So I guess you think he'd be all down with this.
He would be very down with this. I mean, this is really, I consider this to be almost a smackdown argument on this. Imagine Shakespeare with us and don't imagine him in black and white or as a static, you know, portrait moving along. Imagine him as an actual living, breathing, sweating person. Shakespeare would be depressed to watch us sitting and pretending to understand one-tenth of King Lear and going to his plays often as a kind of duty. I'm not saying that's all of us, but there's certainly something there. He wouldn't approve of that.